25 years or so, the missus and me throw a big New Year's party here on the South End. Partly so we don't get to know the sheriff's deputies any better than we do now, which is what we tell the neighbors. But the real reason is a bit more shrouded in the mists of lost memories. I got a call today from Brent, an old buddy now in Alaska, and it triggered a couple of neurons into firing spasmodically once more, and voila, I was back in, 1985 or so, down at the shack with just a few of us struggling mightily to make it to midnight so we could toast the new year and pass out in our bunks. My brother was here with his wife, and we had Brent and Liz visiting from Portland. My brother is what you'd call a spark plug for party stuff, meaning when conversations lag, he springs into instant action. "Let's go around the room," he says, and tell what the best day of the year was for each of us. So Brent goes first, and he relates a warm summer day when he and his collie were at the park, and the sun was shining, and the frisbees were sailing, and it was just a golden day, a boy and his pooch fetching the frisbee. Not maybe what my brother had in mind, I bet, but just a hippy-dippy zen day that stood out for Brent more than some birthday or Christmas or the day he got a raise or the usual dopey stuff we trot out when you play Name Your Best Day. I don't remember what my favorite day was. I don't remember Karen's or my brother's or Judy, my brother's wife's favorite day. But I remember Liz's turn, Brent's girlfriend who I'd known a long time. A real long time. A way too long a time. And as the clock ticked glacially toward 1986, gears needing oil, glasses waiting for that toast, and then good night, everybody, my brother says, "Okay, Liz, what was your favorite day?" And to this day, I can remember Liz turning to Brent, who was rubbing his collie's head, probably still warm in his remembrance of a summer day in the park, and the clock's hands stopping forever. The wood stove throwing a heat, nothing like what Liz was focusing on poor Brent with a laser look that would burn through titanium like it was cheap plastic, and our glasses with champagne broke in the sudden stillness before she said, "My favorite day," and the "my" was a small caliber bullet. "My favorite day was the day we got back together, Brent." Maybe you've had a New Year's party like that. The room emptying of air and sound and mirth as if a stopper had been pulled from the tub of our happiness, and no matter how hard you try, and Brent desperately tried, that stopper won't go back in, and all the merriment drains out by your feet, and deep down in your cold, curling guts, you know absolutely this is not the way you want it to ring in the next year. You know what they mean by ill-omened now. And all the months to come, you will dread the next New Year's Eve the way you would dread death itself. And of course, Liz and Brent broke up, and Brent moved to the furthest corner of the earth, and my brother admitted maybe that wasn't the best holiday icebreaker of all time, and we decided either to forsake New Year's altogether, or bring so many people in we couldn't possibly go around the room and play parlor games like Stab Your Lover. And that's how the South End got its gala New Year's extravaganza potluck and BYOB party. And of course you're invited. Unless you got some serious issues with your girlfriend or boyfriend, lover or husband, wife or mistress. Then I think you should maybe get a new parlor game for you and a few select friends. Happy New Year anyway.